Radio 1. Dance. Listen, baby. We're ready. Lift me up. From the underground. Lift me up. To the arena. Everybody dancing. This is
Radio 1's residency.
Tonight.
On the residency.
Orbital.
Power beat.
ドキッとよ、さまよえる暖かの時、巡り合う空の下に移り蚊に誘われながら、この星を一人歩む。ドキッとよ、いずこにやいか、ほのかには残る影が揺れる。
Hello everyone, this is Paul.
I'm Phil, and together we're Orbital, electronic band from the 90s. We've been...
We are from the 90s, I suppose. It just sounds like that's where we belong, but we actually started in 89.
Yeah.
The first single, Chime, came out, and we're still going and...
We're producing, playing live, and DJing over the years, the last 35 years nearly.
Yeah.
This is our second Radio 1 show, and we're very excited about this, and we're taking you through some of our favourite dance floor records, dance floor flavours that we were playing over the last 35 years.
Yeah, this one's based on breakbeats. Late 90s, early noughties, it's around the millennium. That'll do us, won't it?
That'll do us. So we've got some really great stuff coming up.
Oh yeah,
this really is this one playing underneath is Mondo Paradiso, Fallen Angel, the Angel Mix.
Oh yeah,
and we've got some new exclusives and unreleased stuff to play you later.
Yeah, yeah. This track though always used to start my set around that time. I used to love this one. Here we go.
Radio.
Residency with
Orbital.
It's like a cry for survival. A cry for survival. Survival for them and for us.
Orbital here for the residency on BBC Radio 1.
That was Impact by ourselves.
Orbital.
Yep. And that's an old track from early 90s, but that's a re-recording that we did because we play that track live. We've been playing it nearly 30 years now,
yeah.
And we re-recorded it kind of in the style of how we play it live now. So, you know, just kind of updating it because we improvise when we play live. Everything always kind of changes and develops over the years. So that's kind of how it is now.
Yeah, we thought we'd play this because it's not an example. It's got a breakbeat. And what we mean by breakbeat, it's not dum-dum-dum-dum, four to the floor. We didn't know what that is. And which sort of came about after Acid House, really. I mean, Acid House span off into happy hardcore.
Yeah.
But there was this underground scene that didn't go as fast as that or as crazy as that, called breakbeat. Championed really by people like Rennie Pilgrim, Plump DJs, Lee Coombs, just Evil Nine, just to mention a few. And we were really into this. We got inspired by this by a band called Meat Beat Manifesto, who used a lot of breakbeats back in the late 80s.
Yeah, I think they were kind of responsible in a big part with tracks like Radio Babylon.
That was classic.
You know, that was a classic one. But, you know, you've got quite a few things. You know, it kind of happened. People like The Prodigy, Chemical Brothers,
yeah.
You know, everyone kind of got in there, you know, into that kind of breakbeaty thing that came out of bands like Meat Beat and hardcore stuff, which eventually turned into jungle, then drum and bass. You know, it just, yeah. It all connects.
We'd be playing a bit of jungle connects. Actually on the next show.
Oh, yeah. Mixing it up with
jungle
the
acid house,
we?
So we're going fast forward and rewind.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, if you want to get in touch, tweet at BBC R1 and let us know what you're up to. Right, let's get into this one. I love this one. This is one of my favourite ones from the noughties by Santos called Electro.
Yeah, great tune this one. We'll be right back.
This is BBC Radio 1's Residency.
And this is BBC Radio 1's Residency.
If you want to download and listen back to any of the Residency shows, they're all on the BBC Sounds app, where you can listen back to this show as many times as you like for the next 30 days. You can also catch up on all the latest Residency shows from my fellow residents this month, Young Sing, and from last month's residents, Madam X and Paramita. We'll be right back.
First up there was Aqua Sky by Master Blaster, Through the Fire, another one of my favourite all-time breakbeat tracks. And the last track there was the Plump DJs, Rocket Soul, which is a re-plumped exclusive, remastered, unreleased. They've just re-plumped up all of their old golden oldies.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. I love that track. I love the Plump DJs, actually. They were brilliant. They were definitely some of the heroes of that breakbeat era around that time. They, you know, they even came on tour with us one time, didn't they?
We loved them so much. Yeah. We brought them on tour, which was fantastic. We get to see the Plump DJs and hear the Plump DJs every night.
I know. Every night I used to stand in the audience and just get my kind of Plump mojo before I'd go on stage. It was lovely. I loved doing that. But yeah, that was they were great.
All these producers and DJs are still producing now, I must say.
Yeah, they are great. I said they were great. They are great. That's what I mean.
They just got a new track out, Dreamland, actually. You've got to check that out. Any road up.
What's this playing now, Phil?
Oh, this one is we've gone from the Plump DJs into Evil Nine now. Evil Tom. Big shout out to Evil Tom.
Big shout out to Pat as well from Evil Nine.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry.
We used to share a studio with them.
Evil Nine, that one.
Yeah, well, this one's called Crooked.
Radio 1's residency. We'll be right back.
And this is BBC Radio 1's Residency. It's our second show, and we are exploring the sound of the noughties breakbeat era.
Yeah.
You know, it's a time when we were both out there DJing quite a lot, yeah, together and separately, weren't we?
Yeah, this is one of my craziest ones that I can't stop playing. This is a remix by Rennie Pilgrim. Shout out to Rennie Pilgrim, I must say, because he helped me source the WAVs for these. This one is Zero Emit Agatha Stomp Mix by Rennie Pilgrim.
A great track. And if you miss any of the names of any of the tunes we've played tonight, there will be a full track list available on BBC Sounds. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Residency on BBC Radio 1 and R1 Dance. We're so pleased to be here. It's an exciting year for us, actually, because we're on tour. We've got a new album coming out. We're on tour in March and April around the UK and Ireland. And we're going to be doing a lot of festivals this summer as well, so keep an ear out for us there.
Yeah, check us out on our website, Orbital.
You don't know, do you? No, I don't even know. Just go and find out. Google it. Google our website. Orbital. You'll find it. Yeah. We're called Orbital. here we are, 30 years, you know, playing live and still going. So, got to be good. Actually, just thinking about it, we've been playing live probably longer than most of you lot have been alive.
Oh, no, that's, I don't like that. No,
he doesn't like that. Yeah, no, but it's true. You might not like it, Phil, but it's true. Anyway, this is part of an incredible three-month lineup. Joining me throughout February is Young Thing, and last month was Madame X and Paramita. All these shows are still available on BBC Sounds.
Now, you've just heard the Electric Noughts remix, Bumper it's called, Obscene Frequency Mix, actually. That was an exclusive that I got off of Lee Plump from Plump DJs, which had a hand in that track. Fantastic.
Lee Coombs and Meet Katie, The Hum, two other great names who established themselves in that noughties era. Yeah. You know, still going strong.
Yeah, Lee Coombs, really, he's turned into a nice friend of ours, actually, and we've had him, another DJ we respect highly, and got on tour with us. He's played at several gigs of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Last one, actually, being in San Francisco, just before lockdown, which was great to hook up with him again. He always does a great job DJing for us. This is called The Hum. And I've got a shout out to Pippa here, who helped run Thursday Club, which was Rennie Pilgrim's big label from the time. The Hum was one of these dirty, divey little clubs down in the basement. It was the most disgusting, brilliant place I've ever played at. It was one of those.
Where was it?
Down in Old Street now. Old Street was Old Street.
Yeah.
You know, and lots of dirty little clubs, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know if anybody noticed, actually, that we wear these torch glasses when we play live, and it all sprang about because we played in these dirt and dirty, dingy smoke strobe places. And because we played live with all our equipment, essentially set a studio up on stage, we couldn't see anything because of the smoke and strobe, so we found these torch glasses that were perfect for us, not really thinking about it, and it's ended up becoming a bit of a trademark over the years.
They were great, yeah, to light up the smoke, so you still couldn't see it, but at least you knew the smoke was there.
That's true.
You know? Another Orbital track. Oh,
this is our last track.
Yeah, it's our last track, and it's an exclusive. It's our new single, Are You Alive? But this is
the unreleased
album version.
Yeah, this is
this has got some surprises at the end for anyone who's heard the single. So please do sit back and enjoy it, and it will be in the shops very soon. I believe it's the 17th of February.
Yeah, you're right there. Optical Delusions.
Thank you, Philip. I did forget to mention the album title.
our time together is nearly up for the second week. Hope you're enjoying it. Oh, no, it's sad, isn't it? Really enjoying them. It's not enough time, really. We need 2 hours next, please, BBC Radio 1. I hope you've enjoyed this show. This was focusing on the sort of second heart, the second decade of our DJing in the noughties, breakbeat era, dirty little underground clubs, and good little movement that was going on.
Actually, Bill, we do have 2 more hours to go because we've got 2 more shows to go. The next show is going to focus on 2 of our favourite genres of dance music, acid house and, well, do we call it jungle or drum and bass? I don't know.
It came before jungle, drum and bass.
Yeah, it's a kind of mixture of the two, you know, it's all the same to me.
Yeah, but so basically we called it fast forward rewind, I think. So did the, because we didn't really give acid house a good look at in the 90s, so that's where it really started. So
well, it started in 88 was the peak of acid house, wasn't it? You know, first wave, but it kind of went right on into the mid-90s, really, with some banging tunes still.
Yeah, you know. So the jungle and drum and bass really came about after breakbeat.
It kind of grew out of hardcore, didn't it?
Yeah,
and so
hardcore and breakbeat, I'd say.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it got the tempo got faster and faster and faster. But that's for next week's show, jungle.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of us.
I am
getting ahead.
Getting excited.
Let's. So yeah. Well, goodbye and see you next time.
Yeah.